mound. Well, that's, we have the Indian mounds around here. They're just little small things, little small hills.
I see. They're smaller than hills.
Yeah,
smaller. Are they always made by the Indians?
Well, all I've ever heard around here, Indian mounds.
If you're driving through the mountains, you might look off down to the side, and you're looking down a steep, rocky...
Right.
Cliff. All right, a place where boats stop and unload freight is a...
Dock.
Some of the kinds of roads they have in this area, according to what they're made of. Now, this road out here is a little...
Gravel.
Right. Sometimes they don't even have gravel on them. You just have an old
dirt road.
Right. Then you'll have what we turned off of up here, you know, onto the gravel road. That would be a
blacktop.
Right. What do they use to make a blacktop road? Do you know?
Use car, some form of car.
Okay. Is there then another kind of road that they have?
Yeah, 49 Highway is a cement road.
That's what I'm driving.
All right,
now how would you refer to some of these roads? How would you refer to this road out here? Say, not necessarily a name. You'd say that's a little...
Country road.
That's what I was thinking of. Now, a country road is really sort of a neighborhood road.
Right.
All right. What about a road from the public road back to a house?
Well, it's just a little... It's just a road. To be all I know, a lane. Sometimes they just call it a lane.
A lane.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about a road from the barn out to the pasture? Anything you think of?
Yeah.
All right. What about a road that would cross a public road? Just a road.
Well, it'd just be called a road crossing.
All right. When you go into town, you walk on the
streets.
Right.
Sidewalk.
What? Sorry.
The sidewalk.
All right. And you, the street. Would this be where you walk or where the cars go?
Because the street's where the cars go, but you do have to cross the street.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right. The dog kept following the man barking, so he picked up a rock and
threw at the dog.
Did you hear anybody say chunk?
Chunk, oh yes, he chunked it. Yes, I've heard that expression.
Would they say chunked the dog, or would they say chunked a rock at the dog?
Chunked a rock at the dog, I would say.
Okay. You go to a friend's house and you knock on the door and nobody answers. You say, well, I guess he isn't
home.
All right. Would you say at home? Ever? Is it at home? Or to home?
Not too home, but I probably said he isn't at home.
All right. And perhaps someone's with you, they'll say, oh, keep trying. I know he's the house. I know he's...
He's at the house or he's in the house.
And if it's a woman, she's probably...
Hiding.
So she, yeah. But she might be cooking. You say, she's back...
In the kitchen.
Talking about how you drink your coffee, talking about whether you put... milk or cream in your coffee, you'd say, I take my coffee
straight or black.
Do you hear that called a coffee drinking it barefoot?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard people say that.
Really? Uh-huh. How do they say it? You drink it
barefoot. They say, drink it. I take mine barefoot.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, I take mine barefoot or barefooted.
Then you might say if you drink your coffee straight, you drink it blank milk. You drink it with
cream and sugar.
Oh, talking about with, not using.
Oh, without cream or sugar.
All right. Say milk though. With
milk, without milk.